When our next guest hung up his cricket boots back in 2003, little did he know the dramatic direction his professional life would take. To tell us about it from his new autobiography called Where Am I, please welcome to the show Phil Tufnell. Thanks for joining us on the Lifestyle Show, Phil.
No, pleasure.
Now, let's start at the beginning, if we can. Were you always interested in cricket as a boy?
Yes, no, it was cricket in the summer and football in the winter. Loved it, taken to all the games by my dad and what have you. So, always been keen on sport and it's stayed with me all my life.
And then around 12 years ago, you hung up your boots. Why did you do that?
Well, I mean, the time had come, really. I was getting a bit old, you know. You can't keep... staggering around a cricket field and sort of things move on, and this is what the book's about, really, is the stuff that's happened to me from when I've finished playing cricket, which then, more from luck than judgment, a whole new sort of career opened and opportunities sort of like happened for me. So lots of interesting things that I've done and what have you, you know, like jungle and the dancing and, you know, commentating on the cricket and stuff. And so it's mainly about that sort of period of my life.
It's incredible. How did it feel being crowned King of the Jungle?
Well, that was great. Yeah, what a bit of luck that was.
It wasn't luck. It was people voting for you. You were so nice.
Well, there you go.
tell me, what was eating mealworms really like?
Well, yeah, that one. Yeah, you felt them wriggle all the way down. It wasn't much fun. You felt them moving all about. What, one bit of advice, don't eat anything that's still alive.
No, I don't think that's nice. No,
I don't think it's
nice at all. But that was
great fun. There's another thing. It's been a great experience. And, and it opened up a lot of doors for me, having just retired from cricket. It's a bit of an awkward situation for sportsmen. You know, you're 36, and then you sort of sit there and go, crikey, what do I do now?
And had you planned, obviously things like the jungle and Strictly, which we'll talk about next, came up, but had you got any plans to do anything, or were you literally going to retire and go into I can never say the word anonymiscuity? Just depart.
I haven't even tried to say that. No, not really. I mean, it's one of, as I was just saying, you know, it's one of those times which is very tricky. You know, you've been doing this all your life and playing sport and everything, and then as the time sort of comes, you start sitting there going, oh, crikey, what am I going to do next? You're still a young chap, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was very lucky to have this sort of second career unfold in front of me.
And you've been doing a lot of radio and television. You've been doing a lot of presenting yourself. Does that come naturally to you?
Well, I think so. I enjoy doing the radio. I love doing that. And the telly, you know, with Question of Sport, it's just good fun. I'm not necessarily scared of the camera, which sometimes people might be a little bit. I just go out there and have a bit of a laugh, really, and try and be yourself and keep being yourself, you know what I mean? So it doesn't put me off much, no.
You and I have got the best jobs in the world. We're lucky that we enjoy our jobs, and that's that can't always be said, but it's nice that way. And you were always known as in cricket as the dressing room clown. You've always had a good sense of humour, haven't you? Been a bit of a joker.
Well, yes. I mean, and I think that, you know, going back to the book, there's bits and pieces of my younger life there as well. And I think a lot of that comes from my dad. I mean, he passed away not so long ago, and I think he was a bit of a cheeky chappy as well. And so there's some lovely stories about him in there as well, myself, because I went to work for him in the silver trade as a young boy and what have you. And sort of like, and bits and pieces like that. So I think I get that sort of side of, you know, always trying to keep a smile on your face for as long as you can from him. So, there's bits in there that dedicated to him as well.
And how was Strictly? How were you at dancing?
I was robbed.
Really?
I was robbed. I thought I was doing really well. But then, you know, they kept giving me fours and fives. I mean, I was amazing in practice.
They've got no idea what they're talking about.
No, that's right. I really enjoyed the ballroom stuff, but all that sort of Latin stuff and shaking of the hips and grinding about. I don't know whether it was sort of like for me in a pink shirt and a spray tan. But I really did enjoy the ballroom, and they said I had a very good top line.
Oh right.
Yes, very good top line. But I managed to get just over halfway, and I think my time had come.
Jolly good, well done you. And did that keep you fit? Because I guess once you stop sport, you all of a sudden, you don't have to do the training as much, and, you know, at least you got a bit fitter again, I guess.
Well, oh no, for sure. It was one of the fittest I've ever been. We were sort of like, we were doing it for about 5 or 6 hours a day, you know, and practicing, and then, you know, you had the show day and stuff. So it was another one of those things, as you say, the title of the book, Where Am I? You sort of go, oh, blimey, what's going on here? I've got to go out there and do the salsa in front of 10 million people. And it can be quite nerve-wracking, but then, what an experience, and, you know, very lucky to be able to do it.
Well, yeah, it's an honour to be asked, isn't it? It's a very popular show.
Yeah.
And what about poor Sue Barker? She's long-suffering, isn't she, on a question of sports?
Well, there again, what a fantastic show. 43 years that's been going for.
Really?
Wow. I think it's one of the longest-running quiz shows, and we've got a great team down there. Sue's lovely. Matt Dawson and myself, you know, get on very well, and we've got a great team down there. So there again, another lovely sort of thing to be asked to come on and get involved with. We just go down there and have a laugh, and you get to meet all your sporting heroes along the way. So it don't get much better than that. I think the only way that they could improve that for me is if they held it in a pub. And then it would be absolutely the best.
With a pint in your hand, yeah, I can understand that.
There you go.
Hold it in a pub.
Yeah.
So what's next for Tuffers then?
Well, I've just been watching England win the Ashes, which has been a fantastic series, doing the commentary on that for TMS, Test Match Special with the Beeb. And then just sort of settling down a bit after that. We've got the one dayers against Australia. And then probably, I don't know, who knows what's going to be going on in the winter. Might be popping over to the UAE to see them play as well with the commentary team. So... following the guys around and commentating on a bit of cricket. Who knows what else is round the corner? Something else might pop up. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know. Could be ice skating next.
Oh, crikey. I had enough trouble on dry land doing the dance, let alone with a pair of skates on.
I can imagine. Well, the book is described as a treasure trove of wonderful stories about the places you've been, the people you've met, the things you have been asked to do, most of all, the sheer enormous joy that has happened whilst doing it all. The book is called Where Am I? My autobiography. It's by Phil Tufnell, who we're speaking to now. And is it out now, Phil?
Yes, released tomorrow. 27.
Brilliant. So you can get it from all good bookshops and online tomorrow. That is fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today. And I wish you lots of luck with your book and with your next adventure.
Yes, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Phil. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.